103.3 FM in Guelph.
The hardest part about writing essays is the research.
The hardest part about writing essays is actually sitting down and starting to write the essay.
I can sit down for hours and look at a piece of paper and do nothing.
I hate writing essays because it's a painful, soul-sucking process that takes away my essence.
Writing essays is hard, but finding help is easy. Bring your papers to Writing Services for a free individual consultation. We can help you catch writing mistakes and develop stronger writing strategies. Located on the first floor of the McLaughlin Library, we are a free wheelchair-accessible service available to all University of Guelph students. Visit us online at www.writingservices.uoguelph.ca.
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
It's just that everything is super now. Superstar, supermodel, supermarket. I saw super glue the other day.
Oh, come on. You're in a completely different category.
It just kind of takes away a little from what I'm trying to do.
Morning, everyone. You're listening to Kids Time on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. My name's Kyle, and today my co-host is
Leo.
And we're here, and what are we going to be playing songs about today?
Superman
and superheroes. There's a special theme that Leo picked. So we've got some books, and we've got some songs, and we've got a whole bunch of fun going on. Somebody might be calling in as well. A superhero might be calling in. So turn up that radio. Get your breakfast going. It's not really that nice outside, so you might as well stay in and listen to the radio. Thanks for tuning in, and more music. That's what I say. And then we'll be back to talk a little bit more. In case you didn't know, the first song that you heard was ABBA, and then that little piece there was the Superman theme. But now we've got something in French from Daniel Lavoie, Ma Super Cabane.
J'ai une super cabane au sommet d'un érable. C'est le fameux repère du club des mousquetaires. Allez, compagnons, à cheval. J'ai une super cabane au sommet d'un érable. C'est le fameux repère du club des mousquetaires. Nous sommes des espions à la solde du roi. Et nous risquons nos vies pour vaincre la loi. Dans mon repère caché, tout est organisé. De la corde, un couteau, une lampe et un marteau. Quand je retire l'échelle, personne ne peut monter. C'est moi l'homme invisible qui fait peur aux oiseaux. J'ai une super cabane au sommet d'un érable. C'est le fameux repère du club des mousquetaires. Nous sommes des espions à la solde du roi. Et nous risquons nos vies pour vaincre hors la loi. Je n'ai pas eu peur quand j'y ai passé la nuit. J'ai même vu des lueurs et j'ai entendu des bruits. C'était peut-être le chien de mon ami. Mais là-haut dans ma cabane, moi j'ai très bien dormi. J'ai une super cabane au sommet d'un érable. C'est le fameux repère du club des mousquetaires. Nous sommes des espions à la solde du roi. Et nous risquons nos vies pour vaincre hors la loi. J'ai super cabane au sommet d'un érable. C'est le fameux repère du club des mousquetaires. Nous sommes des espions à la solde du roi. Et nous risquons nos vies pour vaincre la loi. Nous risquons nos vies pour vaincre la loi.
Presenting the further adventures of everybody's favorite hero, the man who is faster than lightning, stronger than steel, smarter than a speeding bullet. It's Super Grover!
And I am... Choo-choo!
And now, on to our story.
Yes, on to our story!
Today's story begins in this playground somewhere in Metro City. Here we find two brothers, Sammy and Frankie, having an argument.
Well, it was my apple. You know it was.
No, it's
not. Come on,
my
give
apple.
It back. Give it back.
No.
Put it down. We'll fight about it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Get off of me. Yeah. Let's go with you. Come on, I'm going
to... But high overhead, someone is watching. Nothing escapes the alert eyes of Super Grover.
Yeah.
You think... Yeah, well, you're never going to...
Look up in the sky.
Hey, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
Super Grover.
Why, you... Come here.
Here.
Come on.
Boys are fighting. Super Grover will use his super muscles to stop this fight. All right, boys. Grover will use his super talking to end this fight. These boys need that boy talking to, they do. Boys.
Come on.
Did I ever tell you what my mommy says about fighting? Hmm? Did I ever tell you about my mommy? Oh, what a sweet mommy she is. Her name is Super Mommy. Oh, she just loves it when I say it like that. Super Mommy. Oh, she's got such pretty fur. Yeah, she's so nice to me. Oh, I love my mommy. Oh, I remember when I was just a little ball of fur. She would, oh, yes, she would sing to me. Yeah, actually, what was the song? It was, 1, 2, 3, 4. Rock-a-bye, super baby, on the treetop.
Hey, isn't there a better way? I mean, can we share this apple?
Yeah, you could have half.
Yeah, and you could have the other half.
It's a deal.
Great, now let me just cut it up here.
Yeah.
Oh, but I always remember what Super Mommy would say about fighting. She would stand up straight and tall, and she would say, "Don't do it," she would say.
Yeah, I was tired of fighting anyway.
Yeah, me too. Come on, let's go home.
Yeah.
Oh, Mommy would be so proud of me. Once more, Super Grover has done something. And now... Super Hat, Super Keeper, off to save the world and other good stuff. Up and away! Oh, not be too Super Keeper. Did I get the good change?
Within the walls of your synagogue are incredible things you've never seen. Isn't it odd? These mysterious beings are as powerful as any force on Earth. This is where the Jupiter heroes lurk.
Hey, look!
Over there!
What's that in the sky?
Is it a bird?
Or a plane?
No, it's the Mega Rabbi!
His magical talus allows him to fly, and his payas of steel shield the wind from his eyes.
Kablam!
Shazam!
What's that over there?
On the side of the building, swinging through the air. He's great in a fight, but no good with a wrench. Shooting six-pointed webs, it's Spider-Mensch!
Vroom!
There he goes, past in a blur. It's the fastest Jew in the whole world.
Flash Goldberg!
What's that he's chasing?
Is he saving the day?
No, he's on his way to a Chinese buffet.
Oh.
No pork or shellfish for this soul food invader. Watch out, Ham, it's the culture crusader. He's chasing a she-villain, have you heard of her? It's the Trafe Invader, the bacon cheese burglar. In a distant land, in a flash of radiation, the Incredible Hulk was accidentally created. So when you see Barry Bannerstein, believe him when he says,
"You wouldn't like me when I'm equipped."
Help!
On that building!
That guy sky's gonna fall.
But the Boobinator swooped in on her supersonic matzo ball.
She formed the League of Heaves with all her best friends, cooking up a storm with the rest of the Schlepp men.
All of these great heroes have been paying their dues, protecting us from evil never seen in the news. But know that when you sleep at home every night, the Jupiter heroes are out there fighting the good fight.
You're listening to Kids Time on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. That was Jupiter Heroes by Mama Donnie from her great album, I Love Herring. We're playing songs about superheroes today, and we are glad that you tuned in, for sure. Because if you didn't tune in, then no one would be listening. All right, so how about we read a little bit of this book, and we'll see where we go from there. This is a book called Superhero ABC by Bob McLeod, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of alliteration, and you'll get the idea of what that means as we start to read. A, Astro Man is always alert for an alien attack. He's awesome! He avoids asteroids. He has asthma. B, Bubble Man blows big bubbles at bullies. He wears boots. He's a bad boy. He's bald. Captain Cloud, he's so cool, he has a cape. He catches crooks. D, who's this, Leo, do you remember? Danger Man, and Danger Man, I think, might be calling in sometime today. Danger Man does daring deeds every day. He doesn't have a dog, he's dramatic, he duels with dragons. The Eagle easily eyes evildoers everywhere. He's exciting. Eek! The Firefly fights felons in the forest. She doesn't need a flashlight. She flies so fast. She has fat feet. Goo Girl shoots great gobs of goo at gangsters. She wears goggles and gloves. She grins and giggles with glee. And this is probably my favorite one. Huge Man. Huge Man is happy to help heroes and never harms humans. Even his hands are dirty. Oh boy, he's not exactly handsome. Miss Incredible becomes invisible in an instant. Impressive, isn't it? Jumping Jack just jails jaywalkers. He's from Jupiter, and he's not joking.
I like the Jumping Jack.
You like the Jumping Jack? Jumping Jack. Yeah, he's got funny eyes. He's got three eyes. The Quiet Knight keeps kindergarten kids safe. He's kind of kooky. Can he play the kazoo? He knows karate. Laughing Lass laughs loudly at lawbreakers. Her lips are like large. She likes lollipops. She's a little loony. Multiplying Mike becomes many more men in moments. He has mighty muscles. He wears a mask. His mum makes all of them mind their manners. Nightman. Noises at night never make him nervous. The odor officer obviously objects to offensive odors. Oh, I need oxygen. Power Pup protects pets from the pound. Pets are people, too. Mr. Quick quite quickly makes villains quiver. Rain Man rains on random robbers. His costume is red rubber, really. He's a riot, but rather rude. Sky Boy soars through the sky after school. He's only 7, and so does his sister. She's 6. The Terrific Three tangle with trouble all the time. Tony Terrific is taller than a tree. They all wear t-shirts. The tiny teen tackles tough guys. Thingamajig has a temper, but he's ticklish. He only has 2 toes. Upside Down Man wears his uniform under his underwear. Isn't that uncomfortable? Isn't that unlawful? Ah, how unusual. Ah, I think boxers might be useful. The Volcano vomits on villains. That's kind of gross, isn't it, Leo? He's vile. He's valiant. He's very gross.
He's sick, so he's barfing on him.
He's barfing on him, that's right. Water Woman weaves below the watery waves. Whales welcome her. What a wild way to get wet. She's wonderful to watch. She winks and waves at whales. The team from Planet X. She has X-ray vision. They're experts, except him. Excellent examples of extreme excitement. The Yellow Yeller. Yes, she yells at you. She's young yet. Yow! Zinger. Zanely zigzags through the zero zone. Zoom. And that's the end. All right. More music for you.
A honking dove, stop a war with love, make the liar tell it true. Wonder Woman, get us out from under, Wonder Woman.
All our hopes are pinned upon you, and the magic that you do. Stop a bullet cold, make the axis fold, change their minds, and change the world. Wonder Woman, Wonder Woman, you're a wonder, Wonder Woman. What's happened to me? I can believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It shouldn't be somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Like a light of a new day, it came from out of the blue, breaking me out of the spell I was in, making all of my wishes come true. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so
listening to CFRU on 93.3 FM in Guelph. My name's Kyle, and over here
is Leo.
And we've got somebody on the phone. I had to stop the music there because Danger Man has called in. Danger Man, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Kyle and Leo. How are you today?
Oh, we're fine. We're fine. What are you doing today, Danger Man?
Well, today being Sunday, I'm washing my costumes. That's what I do on Sunday.
Excellent. Leo actually had a question about your costume.
Well, Leo, please ask your question.
You gonna ask?
Why do you have underwear on top of your costume?
Why do you wear underwear on top of your costume?
That is quite a question, Leo, because it looks silly, doesn't it?
It does.
Most people wear their underpants under their clothes, but for some reason superheroes wear them over top of their clothes.
Does it make you run faster?
It makes me run faster, and it's also bulletproof.
Oh, interesting.
And laser-proof.
Laser-proof, perfect. So, Danger Man.
Yes?
What have you done this week that's been particularly dangerous?
Well, I'll tell you, I did a couple of things. What did I do that was dangerous? Well, I flew through the air and rescued an airplane.
Oh, perfect.
I approached an animal on the street. It turned out to be a raccoon. I made sure the raccoon got across the street safely. It could have had rabies, for all I know, which is quite dangerous.
Very dangerous, Danger Man.
Would you like to hear another story of something I did this week that was dangerous?
I would like to hear another story.
Well, my mommy was baking cookies in the oven, fresh cookies, and I went over and I was going to grab one, but my mommy said, "Danger Man, that cookie might be hot. It could be dangerous if you touch it." So I did not touch it until it had cooled off, and then I ate more.
You have a very exciting life, Danger Man.
Well, thank you, Kyle Mackey.
Who are some of your superhero friends?
Some of my superhero friends. Well, let me see. There's Yarn Girl, who often uses knitting to fight crime,
perfect,
if you will. Then there is my friend the Drummer, who he beats his own path through life, and he uses his drumsticks for good with his ultrasonic drums.
Have you ever met Bubble Man?
Bubble Man? I've heard about Bubble Man, but I've not had the chance to meet Bubble Man. What is Bubble Man all about?
He blows big bubbles at bullies.
He blows big bubbles at bullies?
And he's bald.
And he's bald.
And he wears boots.
And he wears boots.
He's a bad boy.
He's a bad boy. He likes the letter B, I would say.
He does.
Bubble Man. Who is Bubble Man? Where can I meet this Bubble Man?
Well, you might meet him in the basement.
In the basement? Ah, I see. Oh. Well, I say bully for Bubble Man.
Do you have any other questions for Danger Man, Leo?
I do.
You do? What would you like to ask Danger Man?
Danger Man, I have dinosaur socks.
What's that? Oh, he wanted to tell you that he has dinosaur socks, Danger Man.
Leo has dinosaur socks.
Dinosaur socks. He put them on specially for you today. He's wearing his Superman outfit.
Oh, I love Superman, and I love dinosaurs too, Leo, so good for you.
Okay, Danger Man.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle and Leo.
I best let you get back to your dangerous deeds.
That's right. The washing machine's about to go into the rinse cycle, so I better get down there pronto.
Okay. Have a good weekend, Danger Man.
Okay. Have a good weekend, everyone.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you. Wow. Danger Man calling into the radio show. That's pretty exciting, eh?
Where was he?
Where was he? He was on the phone. It's gone now. You never know what's going to happen on Kids Time here. We've got superheroes calling in. We've got, you know, songs playing that we didn't think were actually the ones that we queued up. It's perfect and dangerous. All right. Because I know you started to dance with that Yeti Superstar song that I was playing before Danger Man called in. Thank you, Danger Man. Let's play that, and then we'll be back, and who knows what we'll do next. If anyone else wants to give us a call, we can be reached at 519-837-2378, 837-CFRU, and there's somebody right now. Okay, here comes Yeti Superstar, and then I'm going to get the phone.
Le Yeti Superstar, approche. gonna be a superhero. Uh-oh. Gonna take crime down to zero. Uh-oh. Gonna be Captain Destructo. Uh-oh. Gonna have a cape and lasso. Uh-oh. Gotta get a sidekick, sidekick. Gonna call him Beatnik, Beatnik.
Hey, hey,
tight costume.
Hey, hey,
what lining?
Hey, hey,
secret lair.
Call for help, I'm off to save the day. Once my costume's made,
Mom's showing as fast as she can.
Save
secret.
Uh-oh.
Gotta find my Achilles weakness.
Uh-oh.
Gotta build a supersonic jet.
Uh-oh.
Gotta get gadgets, hope they don't get wet.
Uh-oh.
Gotta get some superpowers. Gonna take a toxic shower.
Hey, hey,
mad villain.
Hey, hey,
TikTok bomb.
Hey, hey,
scared public.
Call for help, I'm on the move.
You're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. My name's Kyle. Over there is Leo.
Leo.
And the name of the show is Kids Time. And it's 9:35, and there's already been a whole lot of stuff going on this show. Since we talked to Danger Man, and Danger Man actually called in to say thank you. He said that he forgot to say thank you and he felt kind of bad. So he called back in and he said thank you. It's always good to say thank you when you're done doing something. So he called in to say thank you and goodbye to everybody out there who's listening. And we heard Pigloo from their CD La Banquise with Yeti Superstar. And that last song there was Strange Kids from the Kids album. That's Kids with a Z. With Superhero, and then we heard the theme to Batman, and we watched it here on YouTube as well, which was kind of fun. So, how about we start reading this book here, Leo? Have you ever heard about Perfect Man out there? Perfect Man. Perfect Man? Perfect Man. Perfect Man, story by Troy Wilson, illustrations by Dean Griffiths. Michael Maxwell McCallum was the smallest boy in his class. He lived in a small house in a small town on a small street. Sometimes he went on trips with his family. Perfect Man was the greatest superhero of them all. He lived, well, no one knows where he lived. Sometimes he went to other dimensions. Michael Maxwell McCallum was Perfect Man's biggest fan. He covered his walls with Perfect Man posters, he read Perfect Man comic strips, and played Perfect Man video games. He ate Perfect Man cereal and wore Perfect Man t-shirts. He watched Perfect Man on the 6 o'clock news. He cut Perfect Man out of newspaper. He wrote Perfect Man stories. He made a Perfect Man website. Before he went to sleep each night, he turned out his Perfect Man lamp. He dreamed about Perfect Man. Perfect Man. Perfect Man. Perfect Man. And then Perfect Man quit, just like that. He said it was time for a change. He said it was time to start a new chapter in his life. "Who will save the world when you're gone?" the reporters asked. "I used to be the only superhero around," said Perfect Man. "These days it's hard to keep up, hard to keep track of them all. They'll do just fine without me." "What's your secret identity?" Perfect Man smiled. "If I told you, it wouldn't be much of a secret, would it?" "Where will you go?" "Someplace quiet," Perfect Man said. "What will you do?" "Oh, I'll find something. After all, there's more than one way to save the world." "You must be so sad," Michael's mother said. "You must feel like you've lost your best friend." She didn't understand. She didn't know Perfect Man like he did. Perfect Man would come back, just like the time he came back from deep space when he escaped the cosmic pirates. Just like the time he came back from Dimension Z when he beat Zog the Unbeatable. Just like the time he came back from the dead when he, well, died. He always came back. Always. That summer, Michael Maxwell McCallum watched on TV as aliens invaded New York. They always invaded New York. They never invaded his small town. The Amazing Five teamed up with the Super Squadron to stop them. Perfect Man will come back, he thought. Summer ended. Michael Maxwell McCallum went back to school, and Perfect Man came back. Just like that, Perfect Man had changed. Michael didn't recognize him at first. He wasn't wearing his costume anymore. His hair was thinner. His stomach was rounder. He didn't even call himself Perfect Man anymore. He called himself Mr. Clark. He was Michael Maxwell McCallum's new teacher. Mr. Clark never broke the chalk. He never lost his temper, and he never got sick. When Mr. Clark talked about the planets, it seemed as if he had visited them himself. When there was trouble in the schoolyard, Mr. Clark was there. When Alexander dropped his art project, Mr. Clark was there. He was everywhere at once. At least it seemed that way. Mr. Clark was the fastest marker in the world. And best of all, Mr. Clark looked inside people. He saw all the good stuff and helped them bring it out. He helped them find their superpowers. Michael Maxwell McCallum knew Mr. Clark was Perfect Man. He was sure of it. He didn't post it on his website. He didn't tell Mom and Dad. He didn't tell anybody. Instead, he wrote a story about Perfect Man. In his story, Perfect Man became a teacher in a small town. Only one boy suspected his secret. When Perfect Man decided to fight crime again, he made the boy his sidekick. Michael Maxwell McCallum gave the story to Mr. Clark. "Well, that's an original story," Mr. Clark said. "It's the best Perfect Man story you've written yet. I think the ending could use a little work, though." "I know you're Perfect Man," Michael said. Mr. Clark smiled. "Do I look like Perfect Man?" "You're disguised," Michael answered. "I remember how you kept Dr. Plasma's shape-changing machine when he went to jail. Or maybe your friend the Dark Avenger helped you out. He's a master of disguises."
"Those are good stories," said Mr. Clark.
"Am I right?" asked Michael. Mr. Clark didn't say yes, and he didn't say no. He said, "If Perfect Man were here today, he'd tell you exactly what I'm telling you. You don't need to be the sidekick, Michael. You can be the superhero." "What do you mean?" asked Michael. "You've already got superpowers," said Mr. Clark. "You have the power to write. You write very well." "I guess I write okay." "No," Mr. Clark insisted. "You write very well." "Do you like to write?" Michael nodded. "Then I hope you keep writing," said Mr. Clark. "I really do." He paused. "Do you want to know a secret, Michael?" Michael Maxwell McCallum leaned forward. "Yes. Yes, I do." "To be a good writer, you have to read and you have to write," said Mr. Clark. "But there's another step, a secret step." "What?" asked Michael. "What is it?" "You have to live."
said Mr. Clark. You have to try new things. You have to meet new people. That's what a good writer does. They live. It's all research. Every second of it. Michael leaned back. He thought for a second, then he said, I have one question. Yes? What does flying feel like? Mr. Clark laughed. Don't you have another story to write? He said. Michael Maxwell McCallum did have another story to write. He had lots of other stories to write. Some of them were wonderful, some of them were awful, and most of them were somewhere in between. He tried new things and met new friends. He made new mistakes. It's research, he told himself over and over again. It's all research. He grew, and he wrote, and he lived. Today, Mr. Clark is still a teacher. He loves what he does. Sometimes he thinks about Perfect Man and smiles. Michael Maxwell McCallum is a best-selling author. He loves what he does. And Mr. Clark is Michael Maxwell McCallum's biggest fan. That's the end of Perfect Man. Do you want to look at those pictures? Written by Troy Wilson, illustrated by Dean Griffiths. All right. More music, Leo?
Yeah.
You want to listen to this one? All right. Here goes.
Spider mom, wipes a little spider bum, whips a meal up anywhere, folds up socks and underwear. Look out! There goes the spider mom. Spider mom wipes up spills of milk and crumbs, makes the snacks, combs your hair, makes your kids wear underwear. Look out! There goes the spider mom. In the heat of night, at the sound of a chime, if she hears a cry, she arrives just in time. Sinks and bath of scum. You can count on her to care, but you'll never see her underwear. Look out! Whoever needs a Band-Aid, someone wants some Kool-Aid, she's sure to come to your aid. You'll find the spider mom!
Thank you. When I was 39 years old, I heard a story. I found out that there are people walking among us who have superpowers. These people are called super tasters. To a super taster, bitter fruits taste far more bitter, and sweets far more sweet. Then, just a few months ago, I had the chance to meet a real live super taster named John Lee. And this is his true story.
Super taster, super when taster. He tastes a pear, it's like 100 pears. Like he's got superpowers. He is a super taster. Every word explodes.
Explodes.
John Lee's super taster tastes more than we do. Everything has a flavor. Some flavors are too much. Can't shut his mouth, cause he's a super taster. Though he looks like a man, he is a super taster. Can't drink coffee or beer, cause he's a super taster. Loves ice cream and pie, he is a super taster. John Lee's super taster tastes more than we know. Everything has a flavor. Some flavors must go.
Presenting the further adventures of everybody's favorite hero, the man who is faster than lightning, stronger than steel, smarter than a speeding bullet. It's Super Grover!
And I am Q-Q!
And now, on to our story.
Yes, on to our story!
One day, Super Grover was flying high over Metro City when suddenly, down below in Max's barbershop, he heard little Willy Nilly crying.
No, I won't get a haircut.
But, Willie, you know that your mother wants you to get a haircut.
I don't care. Hark! What is that sound?
It's a bird.
A plane.
It's...
Oh, dear.
It's Super Grover.
Are you all right, Super Grover?
I certainly hope so. We superheroes bruise easily, you know.
But, Super Grover, what is the reason for you to drop in on us like this?
Super Grover heard a little child crying.
That was me. Huh? I don't want to get a haircut.
Well, why don't you want to get a haircut, little boy?
Because it will hurt.
Hurt? Hurt? Of course it will hurt, but you must be brave. You must smile through your tears. You must endure the agony, bear the pain, ignore the ouchness.
Willie, haircuts don't hurt.
It doesn't
hurt to cut hair. Look, let me show you. I'll just cut a little piece of my own here. Now watch this. Watch closely. See that? There. See?
Did you see that? He cut his own hair and he did not even cry out in agony. What a brave, brave man.
Didn't that hurt?
No, well, it didn't hurt at all. Look, let me show you here. Just hold still now. Okay, and... There, see that?
Look at that! I do not believe it! That little boy did not even scream out in pain when his hair was cut! How come is that?
Because it didn't hurt.
Sure. You see, Grover? Come here a moment now.
What?
Grover, now just...
Well, no, just don't, hold, don't, please!
Just hold still a moment there, Grover.
Please don't,
and?
Please don't cut my fur! Please don't do it!
There.
Please don't do it!
Grover, look at this. Please. That's a little piece of your fur.
You cut my fur?
Mm-hmm, just a little bit.
I did not even feel it.
Sure.
You did not hurt me.
Sure.
Except I kind of felt a kind of a, like a woofly feeling on my head. It's kind of nice.
I told you haircuts don't hurt. You ready for your haircut now, Willie?
Yeah, maybe
okay.
That'll be fun.
Hold still.
Well, it looks like Super Grover, noble hero of heroes, has done it again. I have made a great discovery. Haircuts do not hurt. No, and I must spread the word throughout the land. Haircuts do not hurt. Up, up, and away. Oh, my cape is caught on the hook. Ah!
Tune in next time when you will hear Super Grover say...
Haircuts do not hurt, but crashing through doors is quite painful. Ooh, boy. Whew.
You're listening to Kids Time on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. My name's Kyle, and there's 6 minutes left. Martin's here with The Organization of Sound, which is a great show, so stay tuned for that. I think it's on from 10 till 12 today, and there's stuff happening all day. Great programming here on CFRU 93.3 FM. So, stay tuned, and if you can't listen and you miss your favorite show, you can always go to the website, cfru.ca, click on Alternative Archive, and you can find your show. It goes back, did you know that? You could listen to shows back to January of this past year. So that's like 9 months of great programming that you could be listening to. We have a website as well, www.kidstime.cfru.ca, and I always link to archives of the show that you can listen to on your computer. There's pictures there of things that we're doing. There's some of the videos, some of those Super Grover videos that I've been playing, and some other stuff. I'm going to link those so you can watch those yourself. Anyways, how you doing over there, Leo?
Good.
Doing okay? You had a good show? Yeah. What was your favorite part of the show?
You go over wind house and then they wear the door down and with the dad out what I like.
That's what you liked? And did you like listening to Danger Man when he called in? Yeah. Yeah, Danger Man was pretty fun. We might have to get Danger Man to call into the show again to see how he's doing, to check in on him. He could be our superhero roving reporter. And apparently he can fly. So there you go. What more could you want? Okay, so I'm about done right now. I'm about done, I gotta tell ya. All right, so we'll be back next week from 9 to 10 on Sunday. That's our new show. That's our new time slot. So tune in for that. And have a great week. It's now officially fall, so make sure you wear your jacket when you go to school. And you might need an umbrella. Or at least a hood today. Okay, we're gonna leave with some more music. Thanks for tuning in. Take care. You wanna say goodbye, Leo?
Yeah.
You wanna say goodbye to everybody?
Yeah.
They can't really hear you when you just wave. So do you wanna actually say goodbye? Go for it. You talk into the microphone and say goodbye. That's what we do.
Goodbye.
Hit it. Watch me. I got it. Watch me. I got it. Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul. bet. I got soul, and I'm super bad. Now I got a move that tells me what to do. Sometimes I did. Now I got a move that tells me what to do. Sometimes I feel so nice, I wanna try myself a few. I got soul, and I'm super bad. I'm love, I love to do my thing. And I don't need no one else. Sometimes I feel so nice, good God. I jump back, I wanna kiss myself. I've got soul, and I'm super bad. Hey, I said I'm super bad. Bridge, come on.
I'm Bridget Kendall. Welcome to The Forum from the BBC World Service. On this week's programme, a fresh approach to one of the world's most entrenched political stalemates. Palestinian philosopher and peace broker Sari Nusseibeh tells us why he thinks faith and political magic can help in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Burrowing down into the ground to check for radioactive contamination, British radio